Fires burn in the hilltop town of Tantalang in Chin State, northwestern Myanmar. The destruction caused by artillery shells and fires set by Myanmar's military appear part of a concerted policy of scorched earth. Most of the town's 10,000 residents have fled across the nearby border into India, powerless to do anything to save their homes. Others fled Chin State for the simple reason they couldn't find anything to eat.
Especially in Matupi, there was a huge food shortage. The people couldn't access their farms also, as the military had placed mines on the way. No transportation was available, and people couldn't go from one village to another. Internet access and phone lines were shut.
Satellite photos show how, starting in September, systematic and coordinated attacks destroyed 580 buildings in the town. These are tactics often associated with Myanmar's military, and all because the residents had shown resistance to February's military coup. Even in the Burman heartland, home of Myanmar's majority ethnic group, opposition has been brutally put down. In Sagang, this woman shrieks with grief after finding the body of her grandfather, one of 12 villagers reportedly murdered by the military. Myanmar's government of politicians in exile condemned the alleged war crimes.
The military every day committing crimes, terrorist act against the people. People are dying, and it's comprised of international crimes against humanity. So thank you for making statement. Thank you for your concern. But the current situation reminds you, asks you, you know, more actions of concrete actions to stop that kind of military actions and to stop the illegal military terrorists.
And as recently as Christmas Eve, 38 civilians killed and burned. Two workers for the charity Save the Children, now confirmed to be amongst the charred remains. In the past month alone, there have been credible stories of Myanmar's military perpetrating massacres in Sagang District and Kaya State. And in the past week, thousands of civilians have poured into Thailand, telling stories of airstrikes that have targeted civilians. Nearly a year after the military coup, it appears all the fears about an unchecked military rule inside Myanmar are coming to fruition. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, on the Myanmar border.